But so far, Monday, Tuesday, we'll try to do
long. Has been avoided?
Well, I keep having to call every day, so I actually have to go to Boston tomorrow, so I don't know exactly what's going to happen here.
The jury duty would call you right as you're going to Boston. Sorry, you have to come in.
Right, exactly. So I'm not sure how that's going to, how that exactly is going to work. Trying to get all the marshal, like the federal people, the state people, but we'll see what happens. Okay. So for now, we want to finish up. We may need one share afterwards just to tie some other loose ends together, because we still have to talk about, a little bit the sugyas in Bava Kamma and the sugya in Bava Metzia and Hazav, also about Ichud Kli. I told you I have to look at the Rambam and does he really omit it? Why does he omit it? All of that. But I want to just first go through straight the local sugyas, which we've been doing, al-Atar, and that will, at least that we want to finish up before the break. And then maybe again we'll have one or two afters, and then we'll move on to Shavuos HaDayanim. I would have liked to have also get Nikitas Chepetz and, Kol HaOlam Nizdazea, the Gemara's in the beginning of Shavuos HaDayanim. They're really connected to what we've been doing, till now. But I don't realistically see how that will happen. So, I don't know, we'll remain optimistic. But if not, again, we'll do that right after, right after we pick up again. And then we'll move on to other sugyas. We've done some sugyas in Shavuos HaDayanim already, so we'll be able to pick out, some other ones. Okay, good. So I think the last thing that we discussed a lot about the Chomesh, or at least have raised the questions about the Chomesh, Chomesh Bizman Hazeh, Chomesh, whether you need a special Chodah. We still have to speak more about the question that was raised by Aryeh, I believe, which is about how does this figure into, what is the Chodah aspect, how does that figure into the Asham piece? I mentioned the Rabban about Metzia, and what is the Rambam's view about all that, and Shkogos, and so on. So that's something still to look into as well. But let's just go to where I want to get through straight. So the last thing that we did, what we did on the other day, was we talked about Chomesh Bizman Hazeh, which, again, the question of its link to Asham as opposed to Keren, and whether Keren is Ma'akev Asham. Again, are these two or three Mechaivim? How do you split them up? What about Yarshim? What about Bizman Hazeh? What about when there's Kefel, how does that impact? That's also something we have to speak further about in terms of the Chomesh, but at least we're raising some of the questions. And then we were reading the Shakavataria here on Lamed Zion Amud Aleph, right, which discusses the question of Hasra and Malkus, and the possibility either that you're Mechayev Malkus and a Korban, or at least you're Mechayev only Malkus in the case of Hasra. And again, that too we tried to link. Again, the contrast to Shavuos Eidos, the apparent difference with Shivka Charufa and Nazir, the way it sounds in the Gemara, notwithstanding the facts, and then trying to connect it again to the various forces that really operate in Shavuos HaPikadon from a Shua point of view, from a Chiyuv Mamon point of view. And then the question, since the Gemara is a little ambiguous in its Maskana, so what is the Psaak? We talked about the Chinuch. We talked about the Chinuch's Chiddush, that we really are loke in the case of Hasra and Shavuos HaPikadon. Where did he get that from, and what's it based on? I'm suggesting strong conviction. The Minchas Chinuch suggestion to be Mechalik between Piatza and Piacherim, which I took as, I don't think that that's so credible in actually explaining the Chinuch and the Rambam, but I do think that it's extremely consistent and suggestive in terms of making, again, the chiluk in terms of the factors at play and distinguishing between Shavuos Eidos, where Bipiacherim is a way of characterizing the singular nature of Shavuos Eidos, and the contrast to Mipiatzmo in Shavuos HaPikadon. And then we talked about the Ribi Gash is Chiddush, that, this is Mefurish Bakra, therefore it's kind of like Mokzakus, and why that should really be or shouldn't be. And then the Rambam Shita, which seems to be the Torah's Vadai, the way the Lechem Mishnah understood it, and I was suggesting that the Rambam here is connected to his comments in Shavuos Eidos, and that despite the Chiluk that I'm constantly projecting in the Rambam between Eidos and Pikadon in the direction that I'm pushing it, that the fact that he understood the Sugya and Chafei Amud Beis and the Chiddush of Mezid in such a way that part at least overlaps. Because in the end of the day, the Rambam still did decide to put even Shavuos Eidos in Hilchos Shavuos. And therefore, I think that makes sense. It was brought to my attention. I think Moshe brought to my attention, right? Dibros, did you just talk about Dibros Moshe? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah? So, again, the other view, which we'll talk more about today anyway, which I mentioned that the Rav used to say in the name of Rav Chaim, which is that, no, there is, yeah, that there is a difference between Shavuos HaMikdon and Shavuos HaEidos, and it's fundamental, but it's in the direction that Shavuos HaMikdon is Gezel. And we saw other evidence for that as well. Right, in the Riaz and other Makoros. I just think that in the Rambam and in the Rajba and in the Tosa Rosh, and you know, I think the stronger case is in the opposite direction, but that was Reb Chaim's view. So Moshe mentioned to me that the Dibros Moshe, that Reb Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer, I guess, on Shavuos, it was on Shavuos, right? That he also goes in the Reb Chaim. Not, I assume he doesn't quote Reb Chaim, or you didn't see it inside? Yeah. But he also thinks that there's a strong case to be made that Shavuos HaPikdon is Gezel and that Shavuos HaEidos is more in the line of Sheker. Of course, if you do say that, that would be, and that's, if you take the Reb Chaim or Dibros Moshe, if you take that perspective, that would be another good reason, a little different from what I said, because I'm trying to fit what I'm saying into what I think is the overall view of the Rambam, but that would be another reason. Maybe a stronger reason that the Rambam would have conviction based on his global understanding that there's no Malkus in Shavuos HaPikdon in the end of the day. Because again, if you emphasize the Gezel part, you know, too much, then you know, Nitan L'Tashlumin and those issues, the Heshiv V'Segzela, come into play and kind of exclude that whole discussion. I was suggesting that the whole discussion in the Gemara here is very charged, and it's really all about, you know, weighing, you know, these factors. Okay, so that's where we are. Now we're up to the Gemara, the part in the Gemara. Ben, you want to read for us? We're up to, you know, the Gemara's shift. Till now, the Gemara is trying to prove one way or another what the din is regarding Malkus, both with regard to Asrubay and Malkus and Korban. And now the Gemara says that they brought the whole thing back to Rabbah, right? Yeah, we'll start from there just quickly. And we're about to come to Rabbah, and he said to them, "Mechal dechilo asher bevikayed and mechayiv tviras var bialmahu." Right, and that's as we discussed that connection already. What is kviras var bialma and what is considered kviras mamon which was a pikadon, and that's a theme that we're going to continue with for a little bit in the next three quarters. Of a daf, right? Yeah, you have it? Yeah, so just start where we Alma Ksova Rabba, Kofar Mamon Sheyesh Lo Beis Din Patur. Right? Alma Le Rabba Chanina, yeah. Okay, so that we had discussed already, and we need to discuss it more, especially based on the Yerushalmi and the discussion of the Meiri, right? How do you... What exactly is this? And is this a case? Are there cases where the guy? I'm a little ahead of myself in this, but in these lines, are there situations where he is not saving money because he's modan, he's willing to write a check? Does it matter in the mamon part of Shavuos HaPikdon? Is that measured by his theft, or is it measured by the loss of the baldavar, right? That might be an issue, again, but it also is connected very much with how you read the Gemara here, and also the Yerushalmi, that, you know, Shnayim Shalavu Me'achad, you know, is it true that Shnehem Achroin Varvoin Zelazeh, you know, even if they don't write it, is there an automatic, you know, backup, or an automatic guarantor relationship when there's shutfus in halva, and what about shutfus in being a malva? But that's the Rishalmi's discussion, and there's a whole debate about how to read and understand the Rishalmi between the Ramban and the Raibid and other Rishonim, which we will for sure do, but we're just going to leave it off. We're going to table it now because I just want to get to the Einish Boim of Kfir Shuba Karkos parts, which are a little more critical for the moment. Keep going.
Just for a second, brought a little bit of a star, a little bit.
Yeah. So originally the Gemara is saying that there's no gezel and there's no hepsed, right? And the whole debate just surrounds around. It's all about sheker. That's literally, that's lekula alma, that would be kfiras devarim. Although I should raise one point. And that is it totally about kfiras devarim? See? Totally about kfiras devarim? Mostly about kfiras devarim. Totally about kfiras devarim? The guy says, I owe you money. Right? I admit it. But there was no Edom and there was no Shtar. Not true what you said, that there was Edom and Shtar. So the Gemara says, that's a no-brainer. There's no Shuas HaPikach. Total no-brainer? Eitan, what do you think? I mean, you could say, yeah. Right? You have that right. Joey, what do you think? Total no-brainer? Or at least something to think about. A little piece to think about. It's going to be related to our continuation, but Nady, what do you think? Isaac?
Shiva Karkos,
exactly. Meaning, isn't that minimum when he says there are no Edim, right? So that problem, that certainly seems to be Kfiras Devarim Yal. Because at the end of the day, if I admit I owe you money, right, there's no added value to the fact that there were Edim present. Right? However, a shtar matters. There are two things primarily that a shtar matters for. We've discussed this in the past. We'll have to discuss it more in the future. One is the ability to say paraiti, because you have shtar chabyari maibar. Whether it's a chumdana, whether it's edus shepeshtar, the way that some Rishonim, the way Rambam and the way Chaim brought out in the Rambam that it seems to be, whatever the case. That's not a problem here, because the guy says, he doesn't say Lavitsi Uparaiti, but he says Lavitsi. Right, that's a Tosis covers that. Tosis says, Prat Lova Bishtar Velova Be'edim, Kagon to Omar Lo Lavitsi, the Kamar Lo Paraiti Dami. Why does Tosis put that there? Because Tosis is saying, if the guy says, your history is right, I did borrow money from you, but if he claims that he paid, if there are no Edim that he didn't pay, or no Shtar, I mean, what bothered Tosis clearly was, what do you mean Milma Bishtar is meaningless when he admits that he borrowed money? Not meaningless, because if there's a shtar, then shtar chabiyani my boy. And if there's no shtar, you know, then he can claim that he paid him back. So there's a huge nafkamina. Is Tosis by saying that, you know, suggesting that that would be kfiras tvar? Probably is. It is kfiras tvar. Right, so Tosis says, no. He said in the case, right, originally said lo lavisi, right, ka'omer lo paraiti dami. Whatever, you eliminate that. But let's talk about the other nafkamina of a shtar, and that is, as Isaac just said, nechasim shubadim. So let's say I admit that I owe you money, right? So having nechasim shubadim, having the possibility, the potential of nechasim shubadim could be the difference between getting paid and not getting paid. The Gemara doesn't say that it depends in the case whether he has nechasim b'nei chori or not. Right? So, this is quite an interesting question. Again, the question of paraiti, if the nafkamina was, I could say paraiti. So that's another way of saying, you know, lavisi aval eneni, and then mechuya. Okay, that's clearly, you know, kfiras mama. But let's say I say I'm mechuya, you know, but I'm cutting off. But you know, you think that, you know, you also have, you know, a means to collect, right? You don't, or at least one, you know, vehicle, right, is no longer accessible to you because it's not true that there's a shtar. So is that kfiras dvarim because he admits that he owes? Right, he admits that he owes money? Or is that kfiras mamon because, you know, it affects the ability to accomplish the gviya? I'm just saying that the Gemara here, you know, does not consider that to be significant. Now you could argue, That's because I think you could say one, two things, and you know, very similar to the things that the Rishonim are going to say in a second anyway about another problem, the problem of Shiva Karkos. You could say that you know, we're talking about a Man Damar holds Shibud Daraisa, you know, so it doesn't really make a difference. Maybe. You could say that this just shows that, you know, that a means of payment, especially if it's a means of payment, you know, that is, you know, down the road, it's not front-loaded, it's, let's say, back-loaded, meaning it's, you know, nichse de bar inish, inun, achroin, varvoin, zelazeh, meaning it's not, you know, something that you identify, it's just, you know, in the contingency when you can't pay. So this becomes an important halacha, but it's not an like upfront factor. In other words, is this omission here about shibud d'chasim, is what I'm asking, or is it about the hagdara of kfiras dvarim and kfiras mamon in shvuas hapikon? How consequential does the mamon aspect need to be? At least that's something to think about. Again, in the Gemara, it sounds like they're just not concerned about it. Okay. But as I say, this is going to rear its head, not just here, it's going to rear its head in a much more explicit way in just a minute. Okay, let's continue. Go ahead. Gazaft, right, two. You, right, from both of us, you borrowed from both of us. Yeah, and we already discussed, we had noted, we'll probably get back to it, that's what some of the Rishonim are struggling with, like what exactly happens in this case. Right, he's willing to write a check to Reuven, but, you know, what about Shimon? And does it matter whether Shimon agrees that Reuven should even receive half of the money? Right, that's what the Meiri was saying. Again, if you say that, you know, Shnaim Shalavu Arachroin Barboin Zelazet, it's part of what Yerushalmi is trying to get at, then in the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter that he wants to write the check to one of them. The other guy has to, you know, fork over the other half. Right? So that's maybe the response of it. But we'll have to see what that is all about. Okay, so we're going to leave that table that for the moment. But again, these are the question of denying, admitting the chov, but denying the shibudim, is that kfiras mamon enough for shvuas hapikudin, is one question. And the question of, you know, his being willing to pay, right, but the possibility that one of the appropriate or worthy recipients will lose out, is that considered kfiras dvarim or kfiras mamon? Right? Is another question. The problem is that all these issues are, like all issues, right, are complicated by the fact that the factors or the components themselves are complex and in some cases, you know, difficult to pin down. So again, you have to assess what Gevim and Chasim Shabbatim is all about, and you have to assess, you know, what it means, you know, to be forced, let's say, to collect through, you know, Arvus or through the Chesed or the Hodah of the other party, as opposed to being directly obligated, you know, to get the payment from the Mischayim. Okay. So either way, these are two questions to think about. Okay, let's continue. What does it mean, Zadonadim? What does it mean, Zadonadim? That there are Edim who, right, who give him Asra or whatever, and therefore there are Edim who know, right, and are will back up this Chiyu. That's what the Gemara thought, right? And therefore, what do you see? That Kofar Mamon She Yesh Alav Edim is Chayiv against Rabba. Correct? Yeah. Go ahead.
clothes don't have them.
Yeah. Good, good. Kamash Malan. Chibi. Okay, so this is the Gemara that we had. This is the Mishnah, the Gemara that we had on Lamed Gimel, and we already discussed the fact that's where all the Bali Tosas were saying, like, why are they asking this against, Rabbah? You know, if Rabbah's itosav, so it seems according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, this, you don't need this whole dochek explanation of the Mishnah, so how come we seem to be maintaining it for Shuas Eidos, right? And that's where we got into the whole question of Tosas and the Ramban, and the Rajma and the Tosa Rush, and the Chiluk between Shuas Eidos and Shuas HaPikadon, or yes or no, in the direction that we have. Correct? Okay, let's continue. Im ad shelo bo edim, right? Yeah, why? Because there's no kefel. Because moda b'knas, right? If the edim, before the edim come, there's already hodah, so it's moda b'knas, potter, there's no kefel, and therefore there will be chom. This is the relation, this is an example of what we talked about. But I mentioned that in Sugin Bava Kama and in Maruba, and again later on in Agozel Kama, that whenever there is kefel, there's no chomesh, right? So if there is kefel, there's no chomesh. But if there's no kefel, because of moda b'knas potor, there would be chomesh, because chomesh is not knas, correct? Okay, go ahead. Imishaboedim. Right, because there you have kefel, and therefore there's no chomesh. Okay. So what's the problem? If there are edim, right? We see there are edim in the case. So how could you have kofar? How could you have a shuas abikadon case if there are edim, according to Rabbah? Correct? Says the Gemara. Achadami kidravina. I mean, there aren't really edim, right? And here Tosas has the ha'ara. Right, you don't need nishosem gosisos, right? Because kamashma the hodavach kachbo edim the mishalim keren v'chomesh. Right, there's another reason that this, you know, you would have to expect that this would be relevant to know. Okay, keep going. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. So again, you see that a case where there's Edim and yet there's Shuas HaBikado. Amalahu. Yeah, so we have a different girsa, so it's, we're not troubled by it. Okay, keep going. Tashma.
Tashma, lo. Yeah, right. The Nazir Tame Shukim Roke. Don't have a Shuas Abikadam Shem Roke. A Kidam. E, the Laka Edim, Amai Roke. Ella, Pshita, the Ika Edim. Victani. Don't have a Shuas Abikadam Shem Roke. Don't Laka, who the low Laka. About 4 5 by Savior.
Yeah, again, same kind of Raya. You can have Shuas Abikadon even if there are edim in the case. And so the Gemara says, you're right, that's a good one, finally. Tufta de Rabba, like if you keep asking questions, you finally catch him, right? Tufta de Rabba, tiufta. Okay, and that's why the Rishonim on Lamed Gimel said, good, so we don't paskin like Rabba, so we don't need to say shneim gosisos and that whole story. Do we? Right? Seems like we do anyway. That's where we get it from. Good. So now, we don't paskin like Rabbah, But Rabbah is a very interesting shita, right? That kofer b'mamon sheish al avedim is patur. But certainly, Rabbah makes an important statement about what he thinks kfiras mamon versus kfiras dvarim is. Now, if you have a kanta, a din Torah regarding money, right? I mean, just to say it the way that, you know, the Rishonim said it, right, presumably, that the Chiddush of Rabbah is that you need a very compelling hefsed mamon, or kiras mamon. Having edim lurking in the background, or in the pocket, you know, and so on, is sufficient to neutralize the level of kiras mamon. Again, according to Tosas on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that's even if the edim, let's say, are not immediately accessible. Because Tosas, in distinguishing between Shuas Edis and Shuas Apikadon, right, says there's no difference, Tosas on Lamed Gimel, there's no difference in Shuas Edis and Shuas Apikadon. The difference is in the Hechetimtzi, right? In the case of Shuas Edis, right, the edim are present, right, in court, or they're accessible. And in the case of Shuas Apikadon, there's not. But that then means that according to Rabbah, even if the edim are not accessible, right, their presence, their existence, still renders this, right, not kfiras mamon. So again, is that just, you know, because he has more faith that edim are going to come forward, or it's a gray area and this is what he thinks? Or is it because there's a pattern, and that is that Rabbah really thinks that the need for a mamon, let's say, component is very central. It's maybe even more than, you know, hefsed mamon, you know, normally would be measured by. Certainly, if you were saying, that's according to Rabbah, if not for the chachamim, maybe the mechayiv of Shuas HaPikadon is really hefsed mamon or gezel itself, right? And therefore, it has to be much more, you know, unequivocal, and, you know, having edim out there is enough. Right. According to the Ramban, Ramban Gimel of Aleph, who says that what? What does Ramban say again? I don't know if people say Khazar or not, but what does Ramban say? Avi? I would say more, but I think even more than that. Partially more convenient, and partially maybe principled. In principle, the difference, says Ramban, is not between the theoretical mechayvim of Shuas HaPikadon and Shuas Eidos. The difference is what, you know, the relationship is between the two solutions, and whether one is preferred to the other or not, and preferred in what way. In other words, in the case of Shuas Eidos, you have two kiteidim. So they're, you know, one is just as good as the other, in theory, structurally. So there's no big deal, right? You know, you lose on this one, you still have a backup. The backup is just as good. But if you're talking about Shuas HaPikadon technically and structurally, the two alternatives are, you know, he's going to admit that he owes money, right? And that's the end of the case. Or better yet, this is the second line of the Ramban, there is no case, it's just a conversation. If I say to you, you owe me money, and you say to me, I know, you know, and I really feel badly about that, or thank you so much again for your loan, you know, so we don't say, oh, we resolve that, you know, dispute, or, you know, that's a resolution of the Din Torah. There is no Din Torah, right? On the other hand, if I say, you know, you owe me money, and the guy says, I've never met you, and you say, aha, but I have edim, you know, number one, they could always get sick, they could always, you know, lose their mind and their memory, they could always get cold feet, you know, and start lying. Moreover, even if they do come to court, right, it's, you know, it's a resolution, it's not the precluding of the problem to begin with. So again, it's interesting that, just remember that according to Rabbah, we're ignoring that. I mean, the case has to be the same case according to the Rishonim. So, well, what we're saying is that's why Rabbi Yochanan will be mechalek between Shuas Eidos and Shuas Apikada. Right? But for Rabbah, we're not Makalik. So it means that according to Rabbah, even though right, you are bypassing the more, you know, quantitatively preferred solution and the more qualitatively preferred solution, because maybe it isn't even the solution, nonetheless, according to Rabbah, that's still not grounds for Shuas Apikadon. It's not enough of a hefset. Wow. Pretty shocking. Then when you get to Tosa Rush and the Rajba, who say, no. It isn't just, it's not a difference in Stam Hechet Timtzi, like Tosas. It's not a difference in Hechet Timtzi that stems from the two different institutions, technically, you know, like the Ramban. It's a fundamental difference in the balance of the Mechaibim, you know, here. Namely, Shuas Ha'edos is about Hefset Mamon, and Shuas HaPikadon is about Shuas Sheker B'Dvar Mamon. And that's the reason why we have the Skillet. So then the question is, and what about Rabbah? So it sounds like Rabbah is not signing on to that at all. Right, it sounds like Rabbah is saying that that you really need Gezel here. So in general, that would be an interesting thing to chart if we could, right? You know, what is are there differences between, is Rabbah's stance on Kofra B'Mamon Shiesha Levedim not being Chayiv Shuas HaPikadon, you know, does that affect his view on other matters of Shuas HaPikadon? That would be a very fascinating question. Like, what about the Malkus and Karban issue and so on? Again, in a way, they all ask this to Rabbah. That's what I meant when I said that when the Gemara transitions, like Rabbah, when he heard about this, he said, forget about that. What about, was that just okay? That's an interesting point, and now we're talking about another, you know, Korban Shuas Eidus, Korban Shuas HaPikadon issue? Or is this Gufa, you know, go to the heart? These people learn Shuas HaPikadon with Rabbah, you know, and part of that maybe is a perspective on the Mechayev of Shuas HaPikadon. And then they're asking him, so according to Rabbah, you know, what would you say about Malkus? Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, maybe the Maskana, you know, seems to be no, because we pass him like Rabbah in that respect. Interesting. Even the Chachamim agree with Rabbah, but they just disagree with his detail about Kofra B'Pikadon. So this is just an interesting way to look at the whole problem. Okay. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, keep going, Ben, go ahead. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Now we get into new territory. Very exciting territory, I think. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Okay. He's mechalik between Shtar and Eidim. So originally the Gemara thought this is a Shior in Kfiras Mamon. What's the Hagdara of Kfiras Dvarim and Kfiras Mamon? Right? Which, by the way, is a reinforcement to everything we just said. At least this Havam, this next line. Meaning, where do you draw the line? What about Shibudim? What about the loss of Shibudim? Right? What about, you know, his willing to write the check, but not necessarily going to the right place, right? What about, you know, whether Edom are Edom Mitzuyim or Mitzuyim? What about a better solution and a worse solution, right? So Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying, like, in this line of the Gemara, that, you know, Kofra Mamon Sheishol of Edom, that's Chayiv. Bishtar Pater. In other words, I agree with Rabbah fundamentally, right, that, you know, the Hagdara of Kfiras Mamon is, you know, rigorous here. I just think that, you know, we can accomplish that, you know, even Kishiyesh Alavedim, because so many things that could happen, right? And you, in the case of Shtar, correct? Okay. So what is the Gemara saying? I'm going to pop up my time. Oh, that's, this is all in this. Go ahead. My time, Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. So this is about that quantitative analysis. Right? What is the Hagdara of Kfiras Mamon when there's a good chance, a chance, you know, but it's not foolproof? Is that Mamon or is that Dvarim B'Yam? Okay. Then the Gemara says, yeah, with Famim, the Shtar also gets lost. So that isn't a good chiluk. Go ahead. Elam Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua. Okay. So here the Gemara gets into a very exciting area, right? That the problem is that it's karka. And in Ishbaim, now notice the language of the Gemara. Again, it's hard to know. This is such a difficult Gemara just to read, but at least we should just pay attention to the language, and then somebody showed them basically ignored it, or just, I mean, I'm sure they noticed it, but they didn't think it was significant. The Gemara does not use the same exact expression that he uses in other places, which we'll get to in a second, which is Ein Nishbaim al Kfira Shibud Karkos. Gemara in Ksuvis, Gemara in Babatzia, right? Here the Gemara says Ein Mevi'in Karban al Kfira Shibud Karkos. Ah, okay. So is there any difference between Ein Mevi'in and Ein Nishbaim? Again, Rashi here says, basically, Rashi turns this into ein nishbaim al kfir shiva karkos for very understandable reasons. But I'm just pointing out that the Gemara doesn't actually say that. Bali Tosis mostly also seem to be going with that idea. Again, the first Tosis, which we're going to discuss in a minute, doesn't necessarily include it. But what's interesting is about the last Tosis, in a way, like the Tosis Dirmasa Masisana Midaika, then Miuk Tzas Tema on the bottom, the Maisim Masnisan, we'll get this in a second, the Dachile Laisim Masisan Shua Sadayanim, the Inish Boyim Al Kfira Shibur Karkos Imkein Ein Kan Korban. Right, Tosis interestingly asks the question. The Gemara here is like, you know, bouncing around a little bit. We'll see in a second. Why don't they just quote the Gemara? Why don't they just quote the Mishnah on Lamed Chesed Beis and beginning of Shua Sadayanim, which seems to say that you can't be Nishba on Karka. Actually, the Mishnah there does not say Nishba on Kfir Shuba Karkos, by the way. It says Nishba on Karka. But the question is a much stronger question, right? If you assume, like Rashi, that the problem of Ein Mevi'in Korban al Kfiras Shibud Karkos is a din of Ein Nishbaim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos, which again is a very reasonable thing to say. Yeah?
How can anybody argue in the Mishnah? How can anybody argue in the
Mishnah? I don't understand your question. Say it again. How could anybody argue? It is? Oh, you're saying if, you're asking Tosis. No. I mean, Rabba argues with Rabbi Yochanan. But that's because Rabba says more than Rabbi Yochanan, not less. Rabba doesn't argue with Rabbi Yochanan and say that if you're, that there's no, he doesn't say that there's Shua Sabikadon in the Shtar. He argues and says, even if there's not Shvuas HaPikadon, even if there's Eid. According to the Gemara, the Machlokas Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, right, is about Eidim. But everybody agrees on Shtar. Right? That one day, the first day of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, or what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, I really agree with Rabba, but I draw the line, right, at Edom and Shtar, because Edom Avid de Maisi, and Shtar apparently is Lo Avid de Mirkas, right? Then the Gemara says, no, that's not good, that's not the reason. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan really disagrees with Rabba fundamentally when it comes to the question of the Hagdara of Kfiras Dvarim and Kfiras Mamon, at least that part of it. But the reason he thinks that Shtar is different because Ein Mevi'in Korban al Kfiras Shibud Karkos. That's a fact. Now I'm just pointing out that Rashi, and again I'm not being critical, Chalila, I'm just saying that the language of the Gemara is Ein Mevi'in Korban al Kfiras Shibud Karkos. I'll explain in a minute what the Hava means, or what the alternative is.
Right, and the Rashi says in Dishbarim al Kfir Shubakar Kol, and he quotes a Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Right, Tosas at the end of the sugya says, why don't you just quote the Mishnah on Lamed Ches on the base? Doesn't that Mishnah say unequivocally Ein Dishbarim al Kfir Shubakar Kol? The answer is, if you look at that Mishnah, does the Mishnah say that on Lamed Ches on the base? No one looks it up. Tonu kelim v'kakos, towards the bottom of the Mishnah. V'hodu v'kelim v'kafur v'kakos, v'kakos v'kafur v'kelim, potter. Hodu v'miktas ha-karkos, potter. V'miktas ha-kelim, chayim. V'nachosim she'en l'makrayas, zokos, v'nachosim she'en l'makrayas, l'shava aleyim. Right, Gilgal Shua? Ein, you can be megalgal Shua from Talton to Karkin. In his boy, Maltar's kitchen for cotton, a much beam is a cotton, his boy in the cotton or the hackish. Something in that mission that says that English boy, Malkvir Shubakar comes? Yeah? Or no? Abrami? If you look it up, if you read the Tosa and you look up the Mishnah. What would you say? We just did. Is it something to say or not?
I would say yes.
Yes what? What a yes? Yes? I didn't ask you to say yes or no. I don't even know what it goes on. It's a non sequitur. Yeah, what's the yes? What does the Mishnah say? What does it not say? Basically, the Mishnah says Einish Boim Alakarka in a case of Motiv Miktas. And that the Ishbayin through Gilgal Shua. Correct? It says nothing about what? But there are two things it doesn't say anything about that I just want to bring out. And obviously, Tosis knew this. You know, if I looked up, I mean, they're the ones who asked the question, so they knew it. They just didn't think it was consequential. Number one, okay, fine. I mean, right. I mean, we already pointed that out. I mean, it says in the D in here, it's on the same Nishbai. I'm wondering, but what's really going on here is, I'm wondering whether the Diuk in the Gemara is consequential or not. Is this something to say, or is it just clear? Like, you don't have to keep, you know, people, you know, good writers, they like to, you know, change up on the language a little bit. Obviously, I have something in mind here that I'm trying to bring out a little bit. Right? So, but at minimum, there are two points to make about Tosis's comment. Yeah? Excellent. Number one, Tosis says nothing about Shibud Karkos. Tosis speaks about Karka. So it sounds like Tosis is just under the assumption here that, you know, the din of Einish Boim Ala Karkos applies to Shibud Karkos automatically. Like it's a double pashut. We're seeing, going to see in a moment that is Tosis in Shas Lashitasa. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. So that's point number one, 100%. It doesn't say Einish Boim Ala Kfiras Shibud Karkos in that Mishnah. It says Einish Boim Ala Karkos. Is it theoretically possible to distinguish between Einish Boim Ala Karkos and Einish Boim Ala Kfiras Shibud Karkos? I mean, they're different things. Obviously, Tosis knows the difference. You know, if I know it, they know it. They obviously think, who cares? The din of Ein Nishbayim al Kfira Shiva Karkos is just the din of Ein Nishbayim al Karkos. Okay.
What's the case?
What's that?
What is the case of Ein Nishbayim al Karkos and Ein Nishbayim al Kfira?
Which case? The case in the Mishnah on Lamed Ches?
Yeah.
You tell me. What do you mean? What's it about? What's Shuas Adayanim about? That part of Shuas Adayanim? And just look at the case. What is it? Pinchas? Motiv Mitzvahs, 100%. Oh, so that's, go ahead, that's the second point, namely. Exactly, we're talking about Shvus HaPikadon. Does Shvus HaPikadon automatically
flow from Shavuos HaDayanim, from Shavuos HaDayanim, from Ordo B'Miktzas? Why not? Why not? I mean, the Shua part is equivalent. I'm just trying to create some counter, you know, pressure here. You know, meaning, Tosis Rashi, when he says, when the Gemara says Eima Bein Korbano Al Shvir Al Tfira Shiva Karkos, Rashi did it, immediately quotes the Mishnah, the main Mishnah's Membeis of Adalit, right? Einish Boim Al Karkos, right, in a bigger way. But that we've seen this Mishnah before. When do we see this Mishnah? When do we see it? Yeah, well, exactly. We talked about Mem Amud Aleph in the Ein Echad. This is going to be very important for us in a second. Right? Kol Mokom Sheshnayim Mechayiv Ein Osam Amud Ein Echad Mechayiv Shmua. Right? So, in number one, we have the Tosas Rid, right, who remarkably, you know, because of a diuk in the Sugyan Mem Beis, drops an explicit Rava in Ksuvas Peizayin and thinks that Yesh Nishbayim Ala Karka in Shavuos HaEidechad. And then we had the whole discussion, you know, which is basically Tosas asks, the Rishalmi asks, Tosas asks, the Rush weighs in, the Ran on Mem Beis, you know, struggles with and says something fascinating. Namely, if it's really true that komokom sheshnayim b'chayven mamon eidachon b'chayv shvua, what do you do with karka? Shnayim are b'chayven mamon and karka, right? So if you don't hold like the Tosas Rid and you hold like the explicit Gemara and Ksubis, which is that eidachon is not b'chayv shvua to karka either, what do you do with that, right? So the Yerushalmi already was troubled by that. So some Rishonim say, oh, it's an exception. The Rush says it's a din that's very understandable. It is an exception, but it's a very understandable din. Because the din of Kol Mokom Sheshnayim Mechayiv Ein Osam Mamon Eidechad Mechayiv Shvua, I'm not just doing Chazara now, you'll see in a minute. This is obviously totally relevant to what we're discussing. The din of Shnayim Mechayiv Ein Osam Mamon Eidechad Mechayiv Shvua is a din in the Mechayiv. But the din of Ein Nishbayim Ala Karkos, maybe, he's saying, is a din of the Chatzah Shel Shvua. Or you just can't take a Shvua on Karka. So, you know, no one ever said, you know, that kind of din doesn't distinguish. The difference is that Eidachon is Mechayiv Shvua, so then you plug it into Dinei Shvua. The principle of connecting Shnayim Mechayivim, you know, Mamon and Eidachon Mechayiv Shvua is in the Chiyuv level. But, you know, there are rules of Tashlumei Mamon, and there are rules of Kiyumei Shvua, and, you know, whatever applies to those are going to somehow be different. It's a din of chetzah shel karka in nishbayim alav. That's all. Just like the knas, you know, was one of the knas is potur, so you're not going to be chayiv. You know, if an echad, you know, comes to court and you have to, if you're going to be modeh, you're going to be potur. So then, if you're going to be kofar, you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be chayiv. Right. However, the Ran was troubled on Mem Amud Aleph, and then the Ran on Mem Beis, if you recall, came up with this fascinating idea where he says, you know, it's true that there's a difference when it comes to Karka between Eidechad and Shnayim, right? But it's also true that even Shnayim, you know, are affected by the status of Karka. The Haraya, right? You know, karka is not nitan to chiyuve shmira. Again, you could have said that that's a special din in shmira. What does it have to do with shnayim eidin? But he wanted to show that, you know, even shnayim eidin, there's a difference between karka and metalvelin. So if there are some different differences, you know, between eidachad and metalvelin and karka, that's not out of sync, you know, with the clock. Why am I telling you all this? Because what I'm trying to show is two things. Number one, the din of Ein Nishbayim Ala Karka itself is a tricky kind of, according to Tosas Rid, there's an exception. right? Ein Echad, which means there is a Shua and Chepta Shal Kar. It's a din of the Mechayev, it's a din of the Chepta Shal Shua. You know, what is going on here? Moreover, that whole discussion in question is really interesting because, you know, at the end of the day, let's take the Tosas Rid, for example, we can, you know, again, the decision to say, oh, there's an explicit Rava, but he didn't mean it. You know, after all, there's a diuk in the Sugya and Membeis that they only brought Makoros from Mor B'Miktas and from Shuas HaShomrim. That's very tamua. I mean, making that decision. But clearly what motivated the Tosas Rid was this connection, this view of Eid Achad and Shnai Meidim. And the other day we were saying, listen, if Eid Achad is Mechayiv Tashlumin, unless you're Potter, unless you take a Shvua to redeem yourself, or to relieve yourself from that, then why do we care why you can't be Nijba in the end of the day? Right? So either we've got to let you be Nijba, right? Or we have to make you Chayiv, even if it's a Karka. That's kind of what motivated the Tosas Rid. So what am I trying to say here? So now let's go back to Shvuas HaPikadon and think about this a little more critically for a moment. Like, why should I be making a fuss about the Gemara saying Ein Mevi'in, right? You know, Korban would say al Kfir Shivut Karkos, and being suggesting, you know, that there might be a difference between Shvuas HaPikadon and Moda B'Miktas. The answer is because Shvuas HaPikadon, A, is not Shvuas HaDayanim, right? Shvuas HaDayanim is Eid Echad, Daraisa, Shomrim, Moda B'Miktas. It's where the Bal Davar is obligated by the court, right, to clarify his taina. There's some din Torah between Reuven and Shimon. And in the context of that din Torah, right, if we don't have Edim, right, so there's another mechanism called a Shvua. And Shvuas HaDayanim, right, Doraisa, includes these three efforts to clarify. We've already talked in our discussion about Eid Echad. They're all the same level. They're different, right? If they are different, in what direction are they different? Which is a more, you know, Hafasa to be Mephias, you know, the Baledinim, which is more of a, just a Ptur Tashlumim or an option, or we discussed all those issues. Okay? But what they do have in common is that the Shvuas HaDayanim Daraisa are all there to add quality or add Birur or add Pius or whatever you want to call it, or to be a Ptur Tashlumim, whatever it is, or a Chiyuv that's lesser than Mamon, right? In the Din Torah and the dispute. Shvuas HaEdus and Shvuas HaPikadon, right, are not that. Right, they're about some. They're extreme. They might take place in Beis Din. Shvuas HaPikadon does not take place in Beis Din in any way. Right, Shvuas HaEdus has to take place in Beis Din because, you know, or doesn't have to either. But you know, if it does, you know, you get to the Edus, you know, aspect of it. But basically, Shvuas HaEdus and Shvuas HaPikadon are between the Balei Dvar. Again, we discussed whether you can impose it or he has to agree to it. You know, both the technical level of the agreement and the Hafla and the Bitui, the Piatsu and Piacherim. But Shvuas HaPikadon is not Shvuas HaDayanim. And Shvuas HaEdus is not Shvuas HaDayanim. Right? They're not Dinim of the Kostoi V'Nitan, essentially. Right, when the Rambam talks about, we read this, you know, a few times, in Perek Aleph and in Perek Gimel, if it was Toyin V'Nitan, in Perek Aleph, if it was Toyin V'Nitan, the Rambam says that there are three Shvuas Araisa, right? Is it Perek Aleph, if it was Toyin V'Nitan? Right, when we were doing, we mentioned, why does the Rambam keep repeating Kol Mokom? You know, why does the Rambam keep invoking Naskan Rababa? Oh, the, you know, the famous precedent, the Supreme Court ruling on the Naskan Rababa. Right? When we did all that, I have the wrong round up. Does anybody have a Tony Minit on here?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sure. Yeah. That's a rare niggity, right? Perek Aleph?
Halacha Beis.
Halacha Beis. That's because those are And that's why we call them Shvuas HaDayanim. Right? Shvuas HaPikadon and Shvuas HaEdus, in that respect, the Rambam was totally consistent. They belong in Hilchos Shvuos. They're Shvuos that you take, mostly that you voluntarily take. You might be pushed to take it. We might encourage you to take it. We might be make it easy for it to be, you know, for you it to be Mitzurah to you and to be, you know, responsible for it. But at the end of the day, there's a not Shvuos HaDayanim. That's number one. So Ein Nishboim Ala Karkos, you know, it might be a din in Shvuos HaDayanim, in clarifying the situation of the Toin and the Nitan. That's A. Right? B. Precisely because Shvuos HaPikadon has a Gezel component, and Shvuos Eidos a Hefsed Mamon component, and an Eidos component, right, that should, in theory, or might, I shouldn't say should, I'll say might, complicate applying the din of Ein Nishboim Ala Karkos, certainly uncritically. Right? In the case of Shvuos HaEdus, certainly, because, you know, that's exactly connected to the whole Tosas Rid, you know, other Rishonim mentality. Meaning, in the end of the day, if Adam were to testify, they would have been effective. It doesn't, you know, and they're lying about it under oath. Right? Their abstention, their suppression of their Eidos is causing a loss in the case of Karka. Think about Shvuos Eidos. Right? As for Shvuos HaPikadon, that's a little trickier. It's tricky on both sides. Because on the one side, if the Shvuah is more pronounced, so there's more reason to think that it comes under the rubric of Ein Nishboim Ala Karkos. Except that, as I said before, you know, if the Tosas Rid thinks you need Makoros, and you know it's significant that it only says it by Shavuah and by Shomrim and by Moda B'Miktsas, and that even Shavuos HaNachot is not included, right? What about Shavuos HaPikadon, which isn't even Shavuos HaDayanim? Right? I mean, Shavuos Bitui applies to a Karka. Was Shav. No one considers that Nishboim Ala Karka. Right? But take it further. What about the Gezel side of Shvuos HaPikadon? That really gets tricky. Right? Because on the one hand, Karka in an Exelus, well, there's a debate whether Karka is an Exelus or in an Exelus, and what exactly that means. Right? And there might be an Isur Gzela in Karka, even if it's in an Exelus. The Din Karka in Exelus applies here or not? It refers to Chiyuv Gzela, to Kinyan Gzela? Right, what is it? And if it does, so then is the point here that Ein Mabian Karban of Al Kfir Shiba Karkos, because Ein Nishboim Ala Karkos? Or is it because Karka in an Exelus? Right? This becomes much trickier. So if there is Shvu Ala Karka, you know, Bitui and Shav, there is Shvu Ala Karka, according to Tosis Rid, even in Eid Echad, okay, that's a very Shitas Yachid. There is Shvu Ala Karka in Gilgul Shvuah. Right? You have Gilgul Shua from the Talmud. That's what the Mishnah actually mentions on Lamed Chesamid Beis. So there are Chalos Shvuos Ala Karka. Even Chalos Shvuos Adayanim depends on how you understand Gilgul Shua. Does the Gilgul Shua only cover for the Mechayib, or does it also create a framework and defines the Chepta Shal Shua differently? Important and interesting questions. If we get to Mem Beis, we'll discuss, or even Lamed Chesed Beis, maybe we'll talk about that problem too. On a Drabbanan level, there's a whole discussion about, for example, Shvuas Heses Ala Karka, which is an interesting issue. It's again a double issue, because Shvuas Heses, not only is it's Drabbanan, but it's on the Nitva. But it's not just Drabbanan, at least according to the Rambam, and most Rishonim, right? It's a Shua Drabanan, but Belina Kitas Chepetz. It's not Kein Doraisa. It's Kein Doraisa that it's on the Nitva, but it's not Kein Doraisa. It's much more flimsy, you know, in terms of it's much more pure pious. So there's an interesting debate already in the Gonim about Shua Seses Alakark. All I'm saying is, technically, in Shua Sapikonad and Shua Sa'edos, there is a Shua, and it's on the Karka. But the more you see them as a Mechayiv of Sheker, right, it's hard to know whether, if you go too far with that, then maybe you've lost the Ein Nishbaim Ala Karka, because you're further and further away from that din of Shua Sadayanim. The more you go with the with the Mechayev of Mamon part of it, you just get into Karka Nixelis or Karka Ein Nixelis and the implications of that. Now what you might say is, well, the combination of this being something that borders on Shavuos Adyanim, and something that is Choshen Mishpat oriented, right? But isn't fully a Mais Gzela, it's not Vayigzal Chanus Miyad Amitri, so maybe the best thing to say is that it's parallel to or comparable to Ein Nishbaim Ala Karkos. Yeah, there's a question that I want to get to the details. Yeah. I'm not sure. It could also be a din that there's no chepsa shel shuas adayanim al karka. That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily true. Shuas adayanim is what Bezdin can impose on a toin and a nitan.
When you swear falsely in that case, that's what you're chayav and that's what you're chayav.
You are, but that doesn't make it a Shavuos Hadayanim. I mean Shavuos Hadayanim in a very formal and specific way. I'm going back to the Rambam's Hagdara, which has its roots in Sugyas, in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, that there are only really three Shavuos. The Shavuos Hadayanim that is a weapon in that Bezdin can use, can impose on Balei Dinim to clarify their Taina, that Shavuos HaBakanon is not that, and Shavuos HaEdus is not that. So that, even as a chepza shel shvua, may differ from shvus apikadon and shvus ha'edus. I will say that shvus apikadon is the closest outside thing to shvus ha'dayanim. It's still different. It's not something that Bezdin imposes under certain objective circumstances based on the din Torah. In other words, shvus ha'shomrim is based on the taina, right? Or the suffix. And the Chiyuv Hashava. Eid Echad is based on the comments of Eid Echad. Motiv B'Miktzas is based on whatever it's based on, the combination of Kfira and Hoda and Taina Chashuva and all the things that we mentioned a little bit, at the time. You have none of that in Shavuos HaBikadon, not on the Mechayev level, and therefore possibly not even on the Chavtza Shel Shua level. So all I'm really pointing out is that all I'm saying is the following. The Gemara doesn't use the expression Ein Nishbaim Al Kfirah Shuba Karkos here. A. That's Exhibit A. On the other hand, Rashi immediately quotes the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amid Beis, Ein Nishbaim Al Karkos. And Tosas, the Ramasul Masnisan on the bottom, right, says, I don't know what everybody's contorting so much for. Well, those will have a Ben just finished reading the Gemara, I'm a little ahead of myself. But why don't they just quote the Mishnah Lamed Chesod Beis? He uses the expression Ein Nishbaim Al Kfirah Shiva Karkos. There's no Kfirah Shibud Karkos on Lamed Chesod Beis, but there is clearly statement in the Mishnah that there's no motive b'miktzas al Karkos. So what I'm saying is, Rashi, Tosis, most Rishonim are interpreting it this way. They're applying it this way. But that's not what the Gemara calls it. Number two, especially in light of the Tosas Rid and Gilgul Shvua, even within Shvus Adayanim there are some exceptions. Moreover, the realities that Shvus Apikadon and Shvus Aedus are not Shvus Adayanim, even though they certainly are on the border of that. Moreover, the whole point of Shavuos Einos and Shavuos Adyanim is to try to figure out, you know, whether the Shavua is the Mechayiv or the Shavua is a condition, whether the Gezel or slash Kvishas Eidos or Hefsed Mamun Al Yedei Kvishas Eidos is the Mechayiv, right? Or that's merely the Tanakh. And once you consider all of that, it becomes less and less and less and less, I don't know if I mentioned the right amount of lesses, obvious that the known din of Einish Baimal Karkos is going to apply. That's all I'm saying. Or that's what I'm saying. And on the other hand, the Gemara applies it. But since it does apply it, is it possible that it's really a din of Ein Mevin Korban Al Shibu Karkos? And it's a parallel kind of a din, meaning that you're treating Shibudim, right, in the same way that you're actually treating Karka, which we'll get to in just a second. That is certainly parallel, although you could have raised the question and argued. That's also going to become a vulnerable point in just a minute, because we're going to show that that's not so simple. But maybe the real din here is that there's no Gzela la Karka. Right. Although the connection again to Shavuos Ha'edus becomes a little more problematic. That's what we want to keep our eyes on. So again, in the Hemshech HaSugya, Ben, just continue reading just for a second, it becomes even more tricky in a way. Go ahead. Where are we? Itmar, right?
Yeah.
What is Mashbia Edei Karka? What is that? Shavuos Ha'edus. Okay, this is really complicated. Because again, we've been saying Shavuos HaPikadon all throughout. We're trying to figure out the relationship between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdos, right? Including the Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan about Kfiras Mamon and Dvarim. Never mind everything else. Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Is it really a Mishnah or not? Yeah. Oh, this, okay. So, Itmar Majbiyeh Edekna Edekarka. Right, Pligi Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Go ahead. There's an argument whether or not Mashbia Shavuos Ha'edus Bekarka.
Right.
Now there, you don't have the Gezel part in Karka. I mean, there is Edus Bekarka, but is there Shavua Bekarka? That kind of Shavua Bekarka. Why isn't that just nifshut by virtue of the fact that Einish Baim Ala Karkos? Right. Maybe because it's not Shavuos Ha'dayanim. Maybe even the whatever it is, you know, is just the Tanai in the Hefsed Mamon on the Kedishas Eidos, or no? That's the Ikar, or even if it isn't the Ikar, there's enough of it, right, to undermine it because of Karka. Right? Again, it's a parallel, but not identical question. But here you don't have the, you know, Gzela B'Karkos factor. Okay, go ahead. Ikmar, Mashbiyeh de Karka, Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, go ahead. Oh. So, is that to me? I think that's Ukud Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua, meaning that it's not because of, you know, Edom Maisi and Shtar is Munach, but because of Ein Nishboim Al Kfir Ein Mevin Korban Al Kfir Shuvah Karkos. But here's comparing to Shavuos Ha'edus to Stayim. I think that's very tamua in light of everything else, because you can be mechalik between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos HaPikadon. What they have in common is the Shavua, but we don't know whether the Shavua plays the same kind of role, and what they certainly don't have in common is the factor of, let's say, Karka in an exelus, which happens to be the next point in the Gemara. It's just a shocking Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. Go ahead. Yeah. What is this argument about? Shavuos HaPikadon. Ben, what's it about? Succinctly. in good halachic terminology. I get said to you, give me, you have to give me, answer this question in three words or less. Like we're gearing up for Lag BaOmer. We're gearing up for Lag BaOmer. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. No? What's this argument about? What is this argument between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim about? A gold is under the Chayav Fanar. Chayav Lahamad Osada Divra Rabbi Lazar. Chacham Omrim Omer La Reish Kol Lefanecha. What is that? Yeah. What are the three words or less? Karkin Exelis or Karkin and Exelis, right? Correct? Meaning, are you chai? What happens? What's the case? A guy steals a karka. What do you mean? How did he steal the karka? He took a machine and he dug up the guy's backyard and he transferred it to his backyard. What did he do? He expelled him from his karka, right? Or he took over the karka. Right? He's now in control of the karka. What? He took over the land. That's the issue, right? And then what happened? There was a flood. Shatfanar. And the question is, right, can he say to the other guy, to the Nigzal, you know, Hareshu Chalafanecha, I feel really badly that I stole your property, and here it is in a shambles. Right? Or does the fact that he stole it and the flood took place on his gzela, on his watch, so now he has to return to him an equal value. Correct? That's a question whether karka and is there a chiyuv achrayas gezela in karka? No. That's a question. So what's going on here? The Gemara says ein mebiyin korban shvus abikadon, in other words, al kfir ashimu karkos. Fine. Then the Gemara equates that. I don't know the answer fully. I mean, I know some approaches to it, but then the Gemara equates it to, the Gemara says, oh, that's the same machlokas as whether the Shvuah Sa'eva is in Karka. Right? And then the Gemara says, and I think it's also the same machlokas, as whether Karka ain't an exelus. Right? In a way, it's like two opposite, the transitivity law here is really a problem. In other words, say that again? Yeah, this is what the Rav thought, and the Rav said in the name of Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim's big conviction that Shvus, I think I mentioned this earlier in here, that Shvus HaPikadon, the Mechayev, is Gezel, comes from the fact that the Gemara, right, wants to equate the Sugya of Karkain and Exelis and the Sugya of Shvus HaPikadon ala Kark. Because otherwise, what do they have to do with each other? They're two different dinim. Right? One is, can you steal karka? If the mechayev of shvus apikadon is shvus sheker, shel gazela, right? So then, what's got to do with shvus? Whether shvus apikadon, whether have to do with whether karka is an exelus? Okay. I think number one, the Rambam goes out of his way, to make the connection a wider connection, as do some of the Rishonim, including Rashi here on the Gemara. Namely, is the connection to Karkin and Exelis, or is the connection to Klal of Prat, as opposed to Ribui Umiut, and the fact that they have to also share the same Psukim? I mean, these are the Psukim of Shuas HaPikadon. Reb Chaim was just enormously impressed with the fact that the Psukim of the mokar for the discussion of Karkin Exelis and in Exelis are the Psukim of Shuas HaPikadon, and that the Gemara equates Shuas HaPikadon with, but what he didn't address, as far as I know, is the Gemara also equated it to Shvus Eidos. And I think Reb Chaim's point was that Shvus Eidos is different than Shvus HaPikadon in this respect. It's a very difficult Gemara. Let's continue just for a minute. Go ahead. We'll break it down further. Raminan, but my pligi, my kamifligi. Go ahead. So again, according to Reb Chaim, the way I understand Reb Chaim anyway, Now, this part is already incidental. I mean, this is the limudim. It's good to know them. According to some other Rishonim, this is the key. I mean, we're not really saying that kaken exelus, kaken and exelus, and ein nishboim, or ein chiyuv korban shuas apikadon are identical. Right? What we're saying is that, you know, it's the same parsha, and if you're going to darshan it, klali uprati or ribuy or miyute, right, that's going to leave you with two consequences. I mean, are you being b'mayit, karka, abadim, and shtaros, or not? But dafka, we're going out of our way, then, according to those mefarshim, not to say that shuas apikadon's chiv depends whether karka and exalus or in exalus, necessarily. Right? Go ahead. But those are darsh ribuy miyute. Go ahead. The kifish ba miso riba. The bekadon b'sumas yad miyeh. Go ahead.
Bekadon ob shumas yad miyeh.
Ob bekoshe yishva. Koshe
yishva.
Yeah.
Riba b'miyad riba. Riba ako. My riba. Riba ako milah. My miyeh. Miyeh shtaros. Riba and darsh ikmali. They have a couple from ito kwa. Bekadon ob shumas yad ob gazel.
Prat, omikol asher yishiva alav, pasar v'kwal. Klal prat v'kwal, yi itadan elakena
prat. Yatadan elakena prat. Ma prat. Ma prat, v'kurash, davar v'kaltel, v'kupo mamon. Av kol davar v'kaltel, v'kupo mamon, yatsu karkaus, she'en v'kaltel. Yatsu avanim, shumshu karkaus, yatsu shnar, she'af v'kish, v'kaltel, v'en yoko.
Okay, we'll have to talk about the Tosas here and the Tosas in Bava Kama. If you, I told you to look at Reb Chaim or not on Samach Beis, also in Bava Kama. Okay, we'll talk about all this Monday, I guess. But let's just get the basic ideas in first. Manda Mechayev Kerab Lazar. Go ahead. Manda Pata Kerab. So it is true that the Gemara at least is going to break the absolute equation. The question is this a small point or a big point? Amalei,
lo.
Even though it's the same parsha, maybe karka is nigzal, right? But still, there's no shvus apikadon ala karka. In the being korban shvus apikadon ala karka, because that's a possibility of distinguishing. That would be very important. Obviously, that breaks the equation. And we paskin that both are patur, I mean karka and nigzales, and we paskin that there's no kfir shubud, there's no shuas apikadon, right? So is that going back to equating them, or does the fact that they could be broken, right, dictate that there's still two different dinim, right? Even if they end up on the same side, but they end up on the same side because of the limudim, right? Not because it's the same din. Right? That's the question. Amar Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rava, Masis and Amidaika, go ahead. The Eved is Gush Lekarkaos, Eved, right?
The A, the B, and the Korban, and the Pirash, and the Karkaos.
Again, it's interesting that the Gemara uses the expression kfiras shivu karkolos there, because again, you're just really talking about nishvayim ala karkolos, right? Which is why you can't blame Tosis in a way, although, yeah.
It's also, I mean, in all of the shasas, the phrase the Gemara uses, especially with more than mix-up, you know, in sugas, bezayim, and bezayim.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it doesn't... Oh, but if it's mil b'shtar, they talk about there. So, that's a little bit different.
That's always, I mean, in those cases,
motive
mixas, that's...
What do you mean? In motive mixas, typical motive, again, Mishnah doesn't have a case of...
Yeah, you know, like, we're in Rava, and Suvis, Pidayan, and Bez, and
but that's, again, cases of Milva Bishtar, or motive mixas Bishtar, aren't they? Those are all cases of Shtar. But we'll go through them, right? But here, it's not, this is about just Eved, but they're going back to the previous, like, you know, quote-unquote... The aim of being carbon is not a description of this case, but it's going back to the beginning of the discussion. In other words, it's all brought in by aim of being because Rabbi Yochanan and Shtar. So we're saying, oh, we see from here right? That in Mavian carbon al oshu karkol. You know, the case is really they seem to be ignoring the difference between kark and shibud kark, which is fine. According to Bali Tosis, certainly fine, as we'll see. Amar puppy, but it's a just factually it's not correct. Amar puppy mishmei derava. Go ahead. Eba seifa. Right? Elamei like the mashamina. That's what Tosa says. What are you trying to make the yukim from the beginning, from the end, from the end, from the beginning? Just to turn the page. You know, literally, go to Lavad Chesam at base, your problems will be solved. Right? We're trying to show, not necessarily. Okay. So we have to stop. Let's lay out some of the questions here. So the big one question we have to contend with more, but we already are seeing it, which is this triple, let's say, equation between Ein Mabian Karban, right, al Kfir Shibu Karkos, and Ein Shvua Sa'edus ala Karka, right, and Karka, whether an Exelus or an Exelus, like, is that just based on the Limudim, right, and it's all innocuous? Maybe there's some overlaps also, or is this implying, you know, that they're equated? And again, the equation between Shvus HaBikadon and Karka and Exelus is easier to way to understand. The equation between Shvus HaBikadon and Shvus HaEdus might be easier to understand. You know, all three, you know, the Shvus HaEdus obviously accentuates the Shvua part, and the Shvus HaBikadon connection with the Karka and Exelus reflects the Karka part. I mean, the Karka and Exelus part. So it's a little bit hard to understand all this. See what gets quoted Lamaskal. It's a difficult subject. Number two. The din of kfiras shibud karkos itself. Shibud karkos, as opposed to kark. In other words, in addition to trying to figure out the parameters of the din of karka, nishboim ala karka, nishboim ala karka, which we already touched on, is there really any difference between shibud karka and karka? Misvara, right? Just, you know, if you didn't have any information other than, you know, your logic, one would think yes, right? Because shibud karkos is a big step removed. How removed? That's a shibud issue as well, which we'll talk about. But it's certainly at least a step removed. Or to put it in a slightly different way, right? Whenever you have shibud karka, number one, it's a step removed, and number two, it's typically not the exclusive focus of the din Torah. Whether it's the Shvua or the Gezel, there's typically, you know, also a metaltalin component, or to say it a different way, or an additional way, a Shibud Aguf component. And the question is, since that, as opposed to Ein Nishboim ala Karkos, right, directly, or Karkain and Exelis, directly, we're talking about, you know, you stealing a piece of Karka, or you swearing about a piece of karka. But if you're swearing on something, on an obligation, right, which is, you know, backed up by a shibud karka, so typically you're not only swearing about, or if you're talking about a gezel, you know, which includes shibud karka, right, you're not talking only about karka, you're talking about, you know, metalpolin, and then later karka. How later? What about sharing? And what about, as I say, the Shibud Aguf, the fact, the amorphous, but maybe first line of your obligation, which is your personal obligation, your milva, your personal indebtedness, right? Your chobos agavra to redress what you did. So why is it so that yet the Gemara in Ksuvos and Shuas and Bamatziah, right, all these Gemaras do say about a milva bishtar, right, that, you know, they equate shibud karka and karka. That's because there are shibudim in the case, they equate them. So that, you could say, oh, you see from here that despite what's a very logical, three very logical distinctions, nonetheless, they're equated. Right, it's enough. However, what makes it more complicated, right, is two additional things, as if it wasn't complicated enough, right? One is
that the Gemara always associates Einish Boima Pira Shuba Karkos with a case of Shtar. Okay? That's A. And this is where Tosis' question looms very large. What's Tosis' question? Asher? Exactly. If Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold, or anybody would happen to hold, but especially Rabbi Yochanan, since we're talking about him here, that Shibuda is Daraisa, and what that means is that even if you have a Milva Alpeh, even if you only have Edim, or Hodos Baldin, Shibuda Daraisa means that there that your obligation is supported by Shibuda, by a lien, by a mortgage, whatever you want to call it. So the hechatimtzi of having the backup of gviya, you know, ayidei karka, right, is something that applies bein b'milva alpeh, bein b'milva b'shar, according to Manama Shibuda Daraisa. So if that's true, the way the Pali Tosis put it so dramatically, Asher, that what? The dramatic way. There are whole institutions Daraisa that shouldn't exist, including Moda B'miktsas. Would a mixah, she was a pikadon, right? They should never ever exist. Now, that is a factual, a very important factual question. So, number one, we have the logical question, right? Why are these, you know, non-exclusive and maybe not even upfront, but secondary option, you know, situations, you know, being treated, you know, front and center in this way? Question number one, logical question. And then number two, which is, well, what's the quality, what's the difference if you hold Shibuda Daraisa between Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar? And if you think that Milva Alpeh is like Milva Bishtar Minat Torah, then you've compromised Daraisa, seemingly Daraisa institutions. It makes a lot of sense, right, logically, to put those two questions together. Right, or that the first question may be a basis for the second question. Everybody with me? Essentially, that is done by one day in the Ramban, and much, much, much later by Reb Chaim. Namely, to suggest, we'll flesh it out, that there's a qualitative difference between the shibudim that are triggered by Milva Bishtar and the same shibudim, or not the same shibudim, right, that flow or stem from the din daraisa of Shibuda daraisa. Maybe we look at them and they're all differently, and maybe that difference also explains the logical problem. Okay, so that's a hint. That's what we're going to try to find in the Ramban and Reb Chaim. But then there's a third point as well, and that is, particularly in the Rambam, and that is, do we paskin einish boim al kviras shiva karkos? In the Gemara, it's undisputed, seemingly, right? Except that sometimes when the Gemara mentions it, they also mention other answers. Does that implicit mean that there's an argument about it? Most Rishonim didn't think so. However, if we look at the Rambam, right? Well, earlier, the Rimi Gash already seemed to say that even in Milva Bishtar, we don't always say Einu Boimak V'Yerushivu Karkos. Okay? And then in the Pesachim of the Rambam, this is even clearer. That's where Hilchos Ishus, you know, comes into play. And then Reb Chaim points out that if you look really carefully, it seems like the Rambam paskins that Nishboim al Kfir HaShiva Karkos. Nishboim al HaKarka, but Nishboim al Kfir HaShiva Karkos. But when it comes to Shvus HaPikadon specifically, Ein Nishboim al Kfir HaShiva Karkos. So why should we... That we should distinguish between Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar is already Chiddush. We should also distinguish within Milva Bishtar between Shuas HaPikadon and everything else. Why is that? Or why would that be? So these are the three things that we need to look at. But just to clarify one statement that I made earlier in light of this, I said that Tosis here on the bottom seem to say that the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Bey says Ein Nishboim al Kfir HaShiva Karkos. And if you look at the Mishnah, it doesn't say that at all. It just says there's no motive in Iksas Pekarka. Correct? So I made the comment, I said, well, the Bali Tosis L'shitasam
just don't think that there's any difference between those two. Okay? With that, I was referring to the fact that the Bali Tosis do not seem to ever acknowledge that there's a machlokas in Shas, that there's a chokim who think that, you know, nishboim al kfiro shibukar kos, A. B, the Bali Tosis in principle really think that there's no difference between milvah al-pah and milvah b'shtar. The way that they salvage motive miksas and shuas apikadon and so on is through hechatimtzis, which are also mechudash, meaning by saying that, oh, you know, there are going to be cases out there where there's just no mechasim mishubadim. You're mochel, you never owned karka, you know, things of that sort. Yeah, the only time you ever get a motive miksas, daraisa, if you hold shibud daraisa, right, is you never owned karka, or you were mochel. So that's why, for them, because they think that this logical question that we asked before, which is, you know, but aren't you also being kofar or nijba on karka? And maybe on metalklins, excuse me? And maybe even more frontally and more, you know, that maybe the focus is really not even just on both, but primarily on your shibud aguf, or on metalklin, you know, or on b'nei chorin at least, before you get to the, it's only on the second or third level that you're, they apparently do not think, I mean, obviously they knew that distinction, they think that the Gemara says, we know it, we don't care about it, it's still ein nishboim al karka. Therefore, for them, you know, ein nishboim al kfiro shibud karkos, ein nishboim al karka are totally interchangeable. But, as we'll see, for other Rishonim, like the Ramban, the day of the Ramban at least, and for the Rambam, apparently the difference between, the Ramban here formulates the question, my Ummah, anybody have a language of the Ramban? My Ummah, hai mihai. Again, the Tosis asks the question also, but, by Tema, Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Yisrael, so, Bavasra, Shibur Daraisa, Im Kain, Apilu Bapeich, Mishkachas, Again, it's fascinating the way that Tosis asks the question usually is, well, there are Shibudim in Milva Alpeh according to Shibud Daraisa, so that's also in Nishboim Alakakos, what's going on? Where the Ramban asks the question is, you know, obviously in Milva Alpeh, it seems like this isn't true, so Maishana. It's the same question. But it's a totally different. You have it, Nathan? Question of the Rabban? My Ulma. I think he says that. Did I make up the Ulma?
My Ulma is from
me. Can't make up an Ulma. They're so, memorable. Yeah, go ahead. How does he ask the question? Yeah, I mean, Tosa doesn't ask it that way either. Tosa just says, oh, there are Shibudim there too. You know, of course, you know, we have to plug in Ein Nishboim al karka, but, like, how are those institutions going to exist? Not like, oh, those institutions exist, therefore likely this din doesn't apply, but why, you know, why is there a difference between, you know, one type of Shibud and another kind of Shibud? That's not what Tosa asks. I guess a very subtle point, but that's how the Ramban asks the question, right? What's the difference between, you know, what's the difference between one kind of shibud, gviyah and chasim shibudim, and another, vis-a-vis this halacha? Okay, so those are three things to look at. Number one, the relationship between these three dinim that we've talked about already in the beginning. We'll speak a little more, but especially we'll start zeroing in on Tosfos and the Ramban and Reb Chaim. When do we say Ein Nishboim al Kfiro Shibud Karkos, Balpeh and Bishtar? And what about being Mechalek, even Bishtar, between different areas of Halacha? And how does this fit in? And then we'll move on to the next topic. So make sure, also you should look at the, I think we've seen it, the Ritva's formulation in Kedushin Gimel about Shibudim. You know, about Chatzi Kinyan, he calls it. We talked about it last year. But again, just to remind yourself. Okay.